I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 27th. A four-alarm fire destroyed a large indoor sports complex in Hingham overnight. The blaze broke out at the South Shore Sports Center on Recreation Park Drive, right near the Derby Street Shops at about 11 o'clock last night. Flames were shooting through the roof when firefighters arrived, and the building is now considered a total loss. Officials say the fire may have started in the kitchen, but the exact cause is still under investigation. No one was in the building at the time, and there were no injuries. Firefighters remain on scene this morning, dousing hot spots. South Shore Sports Center opened in 1973, providing a variety of sports programs for youths and adults. The Quincy Housing Authority is proposing a new seven-story, 94-unit apartment complex for a vacant piece of land behind Tobin Towers on Clay Street in Wollaston. Housing Authority Executive Director James Marathis says the new development would consist of 94 one-bedroom apartments that are badly needed for Quincy residents aged 62 and older. The new building would include a garage parking on the first floor and surface parking for a total of 112 vehicles to be shared with Tobin Towers. Marathis says the tenants for the new development would be chosen by a lottery system with the state. However, he says the goal is for at least 70% of the new tenants to be Quincy residents. The planning board will hold another public hearing on that proposal on August 6th. The Quincy Planning Board did approve five new developments this week. Officials approved a four-story, 21-unit condo complex for 506 South Street in Quincy Point, a six-story storage facility for 21 Weston Avenue, a five-story, 62-unit condo complex for Old Colony Avenue, and a separate 19-unit complex on Old Colony Avenue. A plan for a three-story, 18-unit complex was also approved for the former Grumpy White's restaurant location on C Street. A proposal for a four-story, 18-unit building for School Street in Quincy Center was withdrawn and will be revised and reintroduced at a later date. A woman captured a video of an unidentified object falling from the sky in Pembroke on Wednesday night. Colleen McCormick said she was sitting by her hot tub at about 9 p.m. when she saw a strangely shaped object in the air. She recorded the object headed straight down in an 8-second video. The FAA said they didn't get any reports of debris in the area and was not able to comment on the video, saying they don't comment on any third-party videos. Expecting to hear a loud boom of some sort, McCormick ran to the front of her house to hopefully capture the landing, but said the blinking object quickly vanished from her view. The Pembroke Police Department said they did not get any reports of debris in the area, neither did the Pembroke Fire Department. The Wildcats softball team in Marshfield was surprised with brand new uniforms at their practice last night. The softball team is part of the Road to Responsibility program, a nonprofit on the South Shore that houses and supports adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. One of the parents donated nearly $2,000 to buy the team new jerseys. You can also donate or volunteer for Road to Responsibility, which serves about 1,000 adults with disabilities on the South Shore. The City of Quincy presents Kids Fest Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The free event will include live entertainment, a live animal experience, storytelling, robotics and coding workshops, a photo booth, and a puppet show. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Some events do require registration at quincyma.gov. The event will be held rain or shine. The 8th Porch Fest Quincy Music Festival will be held Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. in Marymount, Squantum, and Wollaston Hill. Over 100 bands will be performing, and food and beverages will be available for purchase. That event will also be held rain or shine. The Quincy Parks Department's Environmental Treasures Program presents A Worker's Paradise, the World War I public housing in Quincy Point on Saturday at 10 a.m., a free walking tour of the first federal public housing built in 1918 and 1919 to house workers employed by the Four River Shipyard will be part of that event. You can email Sally Owen, S-Owen, at quincyma.gov for registration. Quinn Cycles will host a bike ride to each of Quincy's beaches on Saturday. The ride will leave from Quincy Center at 9 a.m. Visit quinncycles.org for more information. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will feature a workshop on colonial printing Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A $10 donation is requested. The 17th annual Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street on Howes Neck. Proceeds benefit scholarships for Quincy Public School students. There will be a 5-mile run or a 2-mile walk. The New England Free Jacks will play the Houston Sabercats in the Major League Rugby Championship Saturday in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. The team is vying for their third championship in a row. The Quincy Youth Boys lacrosse team is celebrating their first ever undefeated season, recently winning the Old Colony League Lacrosse Championship. Quincy City Councilor-at-Large Scott Campbell led a special recognition for the team at last week's City Council meeting. Campbell also gave credit to the director of the boys' lacrosse team, Dan Sampson, and coach Kevin Lynch. The Blessing of the Dogs will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Squantum Yacht Club on Quincy Shore Drive. The event is open to the public, and there will be refreshments, giveaways, and dog treats. All the donations will benefit the Squantum Yacht Club's youth sailing program and the Quincy Animal Shelter. March Forward Quincy, Indivisible Quincy, and the Feminist Action Team of Indivisible Mass Coalition will be holding a rally on Sunday at the Hancock Adams Common and Quincy Center to protest the repeal of the Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. Quincyopoly board game is back in stock at Quincy 400 headquarters at 1247 Hancock Street in Quincy Center. You can visit quincy400.com or discoverquincy.com for more information. Reminder, the Quincy Police Department is collecting donations for the USO through July 4th. Donations may be dropped off in the lobby of the police station on C Street. Items needed include non-perishable food, toiletries, paperback books, magazines, and board games. The donations will be dropped off at the USO office at Logan Airport and then distributed to the troops. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy is accepting applications for a community volunteer ambassador to focus on initiatives related to the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. The 48-week paid internship is open to high school students aged 18 to 30 or up to 35 for veterans. Applicants must be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. The deadline to apply is July 4th. You can visit nps.gov/adam. For more information. A check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 404 points. The NASDAQ rose 194. And the S&P is up 48. Asian stocks mixed, losing some of their morning gains after U.S. stocks ran to the brink of another record. The dollar rose, the euro is higher, and oil at $65 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox open up a series with the Blue Jays at Fenway at 7 o'clock tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and high of 74 degrees. Cloudy tonight and a low of 61. Tomorrow, some showers mainly in the morning and then cloudy with a high tomorrow of 73. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high of 82. Then Monday, sun and clouds and a high 89. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, east winds 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots at a high tide at 1:44 p.m. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 27th.